I mean Highway to the Impact Zone. I'm your host, Logan Croslin, and tonight we will be watching, live watching, the episodes from September 28th, 2006 and October 5th, 2006 of Impact. Let me now bring in my co-host, Jacob Williams. How you doing, Jake?
Doing well. Now a calendar year for us recording a podcast in the books, 2023.
Yeah. I think we're 3 years deep now, so there is that. So we are going along, and
only 67 more to go.
Yeah.
Well, really infinite, because TNA is still chugging along.
They're still somehow alive, so we might be doing this forever. So, but we'll see. But we were supposed to have two experts tonight. Our second expert may join us at some point. But our expert that is here to start with us is my best pal, and he's Lewis Maynard. How are you doing, Lewis?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. We just started our 2 week break from school, so I have 2 weeks of absolutely nothing but relaxing and watching TV.
Yeah, you bunch of bastards. Both teachers tonight. Y'all get weeks off, and I get a day off. So there's that. but we will start with our episodes tonight with the September 28th episode, like I said, and we will hit play in 3, 2, 1.
TNA Wrestling.
We of course have to mention the new app. No yes. longer Impact Plus. Mm-hmm. We're now watching this on TNA Plus.
I can now skip 10 seconds at a time by touching the screen instead of having to scroll the little red dot across the screen.
You can also like text and watch the little video in the corner. That's a new thing too. You can like.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
I haven't even tested that. Oh my God, you sure can. I can check my sports bets while we're watching.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, hell yeah. It's another new thing. We finally have a working sports betting app in Florida.
There you go.
It's been illegal for the longest time.
Got to figure that out in Mississippi, and we'll all be on the train then. So, yeah, our last episode was No Surrender, so we had the announcement. He hasn't quite shown up yet, but we did get a video of our dear Burt Triangle, a.k.a. Kurt Angle.
Perk Angle,
in his finest and most beautiful face.
Just in time for Kurt Angle memes to be going viral again.
Yeah, exactly.
You can see the, like, creepy, just staring at the screen Kurt Angle meme.
Yes, and he actually replied to one that was like, it was very inappropriate. I can't remember exactly what it said, but he actually replied to one of them, was like, really, guys? Come on.
Yeah. So a whole new generation gets to experience Perk Angle.
It was a Mike Tenay is God sign we just had, so to point that out.
We also had a Bound for Angle sign as well. Little BFA.
R.I.P. Don. I wish he was here to push this new app.
Oh, me too. Yeah, that would have been amazing. They should like make an AI of him so they can still. That would be amazing.
Don has hologram.
DMX's record label's doing right now. They've released two new AI DMX songs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's awful. They're terrible human beings.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's incredible that that's a thing that can somewhat be done, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Deepfake Don West.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Angle has joined TNA. We are on an all-out push towards Bound for Glory now, so. We were... at No Surrender, we were kind of, you know, we watched that show, and it wasn't the best show, we'll say. And it seemed like it was maybe kind of a filler show to lead to Bound for Glory, but there were a couple of good matches on there. But we get Lance Hoyt coming out for our opener.
That's true. We saw the return of Hoyt recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But now we have an angry Jeff Jarrett.
God, he almost just slid down the ramp when Jarrett hit him.
He really did.
Oh Jesus! Way to sell that, Lance. Holy crap!
The cornhole ramp, as Sean pointed out last time.
Right. Now, is Bound for Glory going to be the one, their first one outside of the Impact Zone? Am I getting that right?
That is correct. It's going to be in Detroit.
Right, which would explain the assembly line imagery we saw.
Yes, exactly. We will even have a Detroit-branded match that will be announced in these couple of weeks. So.
Oh.
The I bet you have no idea who's going to be in that match. Wink, wink. I guess it could be two people. There's two people on the roster from Detroit.
Could be three people.
Oh, that's
the ICP.
Yeah, good. Could be ICP. Doubtful.
Based on TNA's track record, it could be some randos from the Detroit Tigers.
That's true.
It's very
Justin Verlander versus Chris Sabin.
Prince Miguel Fielder.
Cabrera versus Abyss. Do what?
I said Prince Fielder. He played for the Tigers, right?
Yeah, for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he could be like a heavyweight. Face Abyss.
Triton versus Prince Fielder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to see Jeff Jarrett just kick some ass.
Yeah, this is actually pretty good. Feel bad for poor Hoyt. He never even got out of the blocks, though.
Lewis, this may come as a shock to you, but the fans as Lumberjacks match was a complete disaster.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
At least Joe beat Shocking. Jarrett, though. That's good.
And now we have the fifth, sixth hanging in TNA. Oh,
Bailing. Was that Rudy that just bailed like that, or was that?
Yes, that was Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy fucking bit it.
I think he blew out his Achilles on the landing.
He pulled the old Vince McMahon Royal Rumble, tore both quads.
Oh yeah, tore.
Logan, I know you've probably seen, Lewis, you have to, if you've never seen it, you need to look at, I forget what Starrcade is that, where Cornette, they have like the scaffold match, and Cornette's at the top, and he's hanging from the top, and he falls and blows up.
Beat the shit out of him, oh my god.
But yeah, Cornette falls completely off the scaffold and blows out both of
our commissioner.
Jesus Christ.
Current TNA commissioner, or whatever his title is.
I gotta look up a clip of that.
Grand Poobah.
It's great. Yeah, our Grand Poobah of TNA. Nobody has ever accurately described the ideal of a poobah than Jim Cornette. Ooh, there's a Michigan basketball. Is that Uriah Faber? Looked just like him. He's pissed at Cornette. He shows off the whipping marks, of course. Mm-hmm. He's going to give Cornette a chance to do the right thing. Joe left with his belt, so he's trying to get his belt back. That's what he's so pissed about. He does not have his title. So he, I want my belt back, and if you don't, I'm going to tell my daddy. And he's going to whoop your ass. Yoki-nagi. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, speaking of the Grim, look, he's at his podium. Mm-hmm. And he's at the fucking Elk Lodge, whatever.
He's got his WWF Saturday Night jacket on as well.
He sure does.
He looks like Vince.
TNA during the press conference before doing the press conference at school.
I like how they have four mics, which is like kind of a lot, but not like a true press conference where you should have like 100 or whatever.
And only one of them is branded, and it's TNA's brand.
Right, right. Closed. The other ones are like not even plugged in to anything. As you know, I like to give addresses here in TNA.
I really like to talk. I like the sound of my own voice.
Buff Bagwell, Lex Luger.
Mm-hmm. They're Sting stand-ins for the night. Why he needs stand-ins, I do not know. But
And why one of them has to be Buff Bagwell, I do not know.
And the other, the basically crippled Lex Luger. So he announces three matches right here. He announces Monsters Ball with Raven, Joe, Runt, and Abyss. The X Division title is the rematch from No Surrender of Senshi and Chris Sabin, and then obviously career versus NWA title, Sting and Jeff Jarrett.
Then we just got a vignette.
Mm-hmm.
A star will be born at Bound for Glory.
Yes, he will. And he also says that Kurt Angle will have some involvement in the pay-per-view, but he will announce that later on. And there's Joe with the NWA title that he did not win, but he also defeated the champion at the same time. He's like, bitch, I'm going to steal your belt. I love that they've just like randomly inserted him in the hardcore fuckfest feud with Raven, Runt, and Abyss. With kind of no explanation. But we get Joe versus Raven here to kind of kick that off, I guess. Nice dragon shirt that Raven has on here. And his dusty coat that he has on.
Looking very mummified.
Oh, Raven dressed like every weird guy that hangs out at the Starbucks within a Barnes & Noble.
valid point. Is that Mossy Oak or Real Tree camo he has on? That was a very southern sentence. There's a 99%.
Every weird dude that tried to trade Pokemon cards with me at Books a Million. They can make a rip.
Oh, goodness. I love that Raven's gone back to the bin bag skirt that he used to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
In Raven's case, it might literally be a garbage bag.
That's true.
An actual garbage bag.
Mm-hmm. There's at least a 85% chance that that's the truth. Oh my goodness.
Oh,
he just kicked him in the asshole.
Toe right up the anus.
He kicked him right in the ass. Oh, I guess there's no DQs in this one. Why don't you go out to the ring while he's getting beaten up and grab the title, Jeff?
If well, you want, you it don't so want to fight a fresh Samoa Joe.
Oh my God!
It's Runt.
It's Runt.
Another Runt. Dressed as the best Lieutenant Dan, get up.
Runt tried so hard to do an inverted DDT, and Raven was like, no, I can't bend back that far.
Brother Devon, ice cream.
Oh, God. Bubba, ice cream. God. That's so bad.
But they gave you an NWA title shot. Now that's Brother Runt.
I've seen that movie more times than I care to admit.
Oh, for sure.
That was one that, like, if it came on, like, TBS or whatever, like, automatically put it on every time.
Great movie.
Definitely in the Logan 25.
Brother Runt is one of Raven's lackeys at Starbucks, part of his posse.
He hangs out in the anime section.
Read the manga.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
Runt has a rip in the ass part of his pants. I don't know if that happened while he was out there or if that was how those pants were designed. Two silent assassins here.
Oh, Jesus, what a boot.
Oh, yeah.
Quite the tumble.
Like a calf clothesline.
Yeah, nothing like a boot leg clothesline thing. Yep. Runt definitely blew out the ass of his pants.
Give me the belt back.
Tell them to come pry it out of my hands.
You want this belt back? You have to stop putting me in these mishmash crackhead rivalries with Abyss and Raven and Brother Runt.
Take me out of this godforsaken match that you've got me in. I can't stand to not eat for that long. I can't bleed. I can't be deprivated before the show. That's such a stupid stipulation to the Monsters Ball match that they have to lock him in a room and don't feed or give him water or whatever. I mean, it's obviously not a shoot, but it's...
Right.
Yeah. We get highlights of...
That's the wrong attitude to have, buddy.
That's a fact. It's so ridiculous.
No. Still don't have closed captioning on here.
You need it for Rhino.
Yeah. I figured with some of the new innovations, maybe they gave us closed captioning, but...
So can we expect like a CM Punk at Money in the Bank reaction for the hometown boy Rhino in Detroit?
Oh, I can only...
Detroit's own. Yep. He's on the Mount Rushmore of Detroit. Eminem.
Kevin Nash.
Kid Rock. ICP. Barry Sanders. And Rhino.
And Terry Garin. A.K.A. Rhino. So he is announcing that, of course, like we were saying, it's in his hometown. And they will, and him and Christian will have an 8-mile street fight. So we have that barn burner to look forward to.
Look out for the hardcore. Here comes
stipulation for that one. Is all you can do is eat mom's spaghetti before the match.
Yep. You have to vomit before, too.
Speaking of vomit, who's Bubba Ray?
Somehow Bubba Ray went to find himself and got fatter.
He's so pale.
And apparently they found themselves without announcing that they were coming back. So
he is translucent.
Yeah, he did not look well.
Devon Vera caught it up here, very jiggly.
Very, very, very injected for sure. Ooh. So they don't get announced, but this is the jobber team of Von Doring and Brandon Tomaselli. Von Doring, of course, is modern day Joe Doring, if you're familiar with current day TNA at all.
Bubba looks like a bushwhacker here.
He really does.
Yeah. Look at how this shape. How this shape. Perplex.
Come on, Devon. You got to share some of that Morphoplex.
Devon kind of has like the Abdul the Butcher pants on here. Like, he's kind of like. Like. This guy's like a Great Value Santino in his appearance.
I'm sure he would be very offended by that comparison. Current day TNA head of authority, Santino.
Santamarella.
He's something. I can't remember his exact title.
He has some kind of like badge around his neck, I think.
Yeah.
Always.
He was like the stand-in when Scott D'Amore got taken out, so I think he's like his assistant now. Because he's back. When current day Bully Ray took him out. Like the dickhead that he is.
TNA's got some good signings in the past few weeks. Trent Seven, Kushida.
Mm-hmm. And they have a giant one coming at Hard to Kill, apparently. So they've really hyped up who that could possibly be. So
yeah, I'm trying to think of who it might be. Dolph Ziggler's still floating out there somewhere.
Yeah, it's got to be one of the WWE guys that just came available, but Riddle signed with MLW, so it's not him. Mm-hmm. Ali seems to be doing some kind of big like world tour thing, so he's not going to sign with anybody specific at first, I don't think. So it's probably Ziggler or somebody like that.
Or Mason Mansoor.
Yeah. You mean Mansoir.
Mansoir.
We're back, and we're back, and I'm fatter than ever.
Like, how long have they been gone? Like,
about a month, I think.
I mean, it's like one taping.
Yeah, really. I want to say it was before the pay-per-view, before No Surrender, so Hard Justice. I think it was before that. Because they kind of left Runt by himself to deal with Abyss. Probably the last.
Like, they leave for 2 weeks, and Brother Runt becomes Travis Bickle.
He immediately turned into De Niro. They are refocused, and they want their NWA tag titles or their tag title shot once again. They lost their way. They feel like they've more than earned the opportunity. So, my God, there's a white trash guy in the crowd that definitely has no idea what he's doing there. He's like, yeah, you go, guy.
It's a little move T-Bomb was just doing. Like a little shimmy.
He's hyping himself up because he's about to get his one big line in.
The ricotta shuffle.
Oh, God. He's getting excited because he gets to say his one line like Billy Gunn used to when he said, suck it. They're going to do anything they have to get the title shot. They'll start at the bottom and work their way to the top. Oh, my brother, testify.
What does that sign say? This ain't what? This ain't C-I-F-I?
This ain't sci-fi.
Oh, sci-fi.
This ain't sci-fi.
I'm guessing that's where ECW was at the time.
That is true. That's correct. That was the old school spelling of sci-fi, though. They eventually changed it to S-Y-F-F-Y. Mm-hmm. I think that's later, though. That's not back then. Oh, my gosh. It's Sting! Creepy Sting, too. Mm-hmm. Too bad Ben's not here. We could get him to do his Tony Schiavone impression. Which is him just yelling everything in his British accent. Where do I want to know where these like abandoned like factories are that they do all these promo videos in?
Do you think this is?
Well, they're not always going to Detroit, though. Or this, like, forest that he was just running through. Where the fuck is that?
Probably in Georgia where he lives.
Yeah.
Right, Sting's not going to travel for a vignette. You got to come to him.
Uh-oh. Sting is joining DX, apparently. He's got the green.
Luger hunched over a microphone.
Luger, when he stepped up, or stood up to get to the microphone, and went,
"Ow!" What's wrong with Luger? Did he have like a disease, or was it drugs?
Massive amounts of steroids destroyed his body.
That's never good.
He's like wheelchair bound now. Like he can't. Mm-hmm. I think he can walk, but it's like, you know.
I did not even know
he was on a limited amount of pills also, so.
Yeah, yeah. His whole system just got fucked because he did a lot of stuff back in the day. Yeah, it's amazing Luger's still alive, though. All things considered.
The better question is Buff Bagwell still alive?
Yes. He's a gigolo now, too, actually.
Oh, wow.
Or he was. I'm not sure he still is. I imagine he still is. We hadn't seen Nash in a while. I feel like I needed a Nash appearance for too long. I know he's at Bound for Glory, so I'm hoping he shows up before that.
Apparently it was a spinal infection Luger had. But I'm sure it's like you said, Logan, I think his like body was extremely like weakened from all the shit he put it through.
Yeah. He was always stiff. I mean, he was gigantic and had just gigantic muscles and stuff, but he was always stiff, I felt like. Like his arms just like didn't bend past a certain point, yeah.
Buff Bagwell here looks like he owns like a chain of coin operated car washes like in the South.
Probably not far off.
His real life is really, like, his real upbringing is not far off from that. I think he's, like, a little rich, like, Georgia boy, because his family owned, like, a construction company or something.
That sounds right.
Yeah, like, they...
And Jeff Jarrett and his best Air Apostle graphic tee.
Yep, definitely got that at Air Apostle or American Eagle, for sure. Without a doubt.
Eric Young looking 37 and 12 at the same time. Complete man child.
He is a marvel.
Kind of reminds me of Green, to be honest.
That's too accurate. Way too accurate.
Don't fire Grooney.
Don't fire Grooney. Don't fire Grooney. My goodness. The black hair really is ridiculous. Not that the bleach blonde hair was much better, but I don't know. For some reason, he looks more ridiculous with that hair. He's basically blaming EY for everything that's happened to him lately. And that if
EY just stood up for himself.
Mm-hmm.
He said no to Jeff Jarrett.
He told him he wanted him to get the belt back from Joe, but he said he wouldn't do it.
Oh, I love Eric Young.
He's a good boy. It's the paparazzis. The paparazzi, is that how you say paparazzi?
Yeah, I love that. Their Titantron says, I spy. So, thinking that's the team name, but no, they're the paparazzi.
I I love that Shelly has been upgraded from cameraman to producer, and now Johnny Devine is the cameraman. Looking like Brett Michaels and Matthew Lillard as a child.
I spy someone who is going to get stiffed.
I can't believe they're teaming me up with these fuckheads. I don't need teammates. I can take out these assholes that I'm facing on the other side of the ring by myself. Ooh, hello.
Heyo.
Hello, SoCal. That's somebody that needs to still be in wrestling somewhere.
Christy?
No, that's SoCal Val.
Uh-huh. Oh.
The other redhead.
Yeah.
Well, 5 o'clock shadow on Saban there.
The write-up that I have pulled up calls this team the Jackasses. with their jackass tie-in, of course, from the previous few weeks.
It's pretty much Sanjay's gimmick at this point.
Ooh, apparently the AOP returned on SmackDown tonight.
Oh, nice.
The Vine shorts are terrible. Oh my god.
Do a, oh my god, that shirt.
Yeah, wow. Ed Hardy.
There we go. With his Jerry the King Lawler vest. That was actually a good line. What'd he say?
So I thought they called you the professor, Mike, today. Where'd you get your degree? A box of Cocoa Puffs?
See, the wrong thing about that is he would make that joke as a face, and it would be extremely cringe, but it's funny because he's actually being a dick.
I mean, he has to be a dick. He's wearing an Ed Hardy t-shirt.
That's true.
He has no choice.
Shelly hang out at Starbucks and Barnes & Noble, so half the TNA roster is pretty much just... Starbucks dwellers.
But it has to be the Barnes & Noble Starbucks. It can't just be a regular.
Oh, no, yeah. It has to specifically be that.
Right.
It has to be at the front of a Books A Million or a Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Can you imagine being the poor security guy that has to get in the way of a running or a scurrying rhino? Not the animal, the human.
Today pointing.
Keep him back.
That guy's gonna kick your ass, Christian. Oh my god, he got him.
Jeez.
It's amazing seeing Rhino here and seeing him modern day. He's practically felt back then.
Mm-hmm.
He's the size of a mini fridge now. A rather large mini fridge at that.
A rather large mini fridge. An extra large mini fridge.
a medium fridge, we'll say. He's not a whole fridge. I still want to know what's on Jay Lethal's pants. Is that just supposed to be a J and an L, or are those like X's of some sort?
Who knows?
Those shorts are so awful.
Mm-hmm.
So bad.
Continues to have the worst outfit on any given show. Oh, we should mention this is their first night on primetime as well.
Got the big guns out for prime time.
Yeah.
Like, who was it? Tomaselli or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Good old Tomaselli and Von Doring. Ouch. That was a cool move. Are either of y'all there? Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay.
We were enthralled by the Chris Sabin. Just.
Mesmerized. Mesmerized.
I thought I was talking to myself there for a minute. I was like,
I was locked in on Sabin.
We fell asleep like Ben.
Everyone's asleep, damn it. Yeah, I guess he is. Oh, nope, he did look at the message. So,
he did. Staring at the gleam coming off of Sinchi's head. Oh, blinded God. Me. What the hell is that?
It's a suitcase.
I like that it's like a 1910, like.
Jackass number two antics is what he called that.
Since you're very upset about this.
I can't believe we lost. If you had just let me stay in the ring, I would have won.
I do not enjoy the Jackass movies. Too much tomfoolery for me.
Not serious enough.
I prefer the works of Steven Seagal.
Oh, God.
My personal hero is Jean.
Oh, that border toss.
All of these moves, good God almighty.
Yeah, really?
This was, I hate to tell you this, Lewis, but this was pretty much the only good match at the pay-per-view.
Oh, I 100% believe that.
So much Hernandez in my life right now. I was catching up on Lucha Underground today. Mm-hmm. He's there as well.
Yep. Just came in.
Where is he right now? Is he anywhere?
I don't think so. I think once Lucha Underground ended, he kind of disappeared. Not that I think towards the end of that he's in it very much, but spoiler alert, Jake.
Six sides of steel.
The six sides of steel.
Yeah, Cornette called that signature match of TNA. I would argue Ultimate X is probably more signature than that.
Yeah, I'd agree. I would agree.
I need a King of the Mountain. I miss King of the Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm alive more.
Gotta wait till Slammiversary next year.
So.
He competed at Bound for Glory in 2021. Lewis. He was in a battle royal. That seems to be the last time on his Wikipedia page that he did anything.
Well, all right.
This is
That is quite the announcement calling Buff Bagwell a wrestling legend.
This may be like seven episodes in a row that are going to end with a promo, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It's wrestling and sex work legend, Buff Bagwell.
Yeah.
This guy to my right. He's wearing red tonight. He's from Georgia. His name is Buff Bagwell, and he lets his mama shave his nutsack. That's a shoot, bro.
Luger's like sitting like a nervous child. Like his legs are like.
Oh. Luger's sitting like someone that's not allowed within 100 yards of a school.
He looks like he just got caught by Chris Hansen. Like he's sitting on.
Have a seat.
Cornette.
Right over there.
I can see, God damn it.
What are you doing here? Why are you here?
I saw all the instant messages, you son of a bitch.
They used to call you the total package. Well, I saw your package earlier, and it is totally disappointing to me.
Are we getting the announcement?
Kurt Angle will be at Bound for Glory.
Wow. As the special enforcer.
And he will be the special enforcer for the main event. To make sure all things...
Big WCW energy. Make him the special enforcer.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it was like a... I wonder if his non-compete wasn't out yet, but they could like announce him in the video.
Right. We need to make like a super cut of Jeff Jarrett like... angrily walking in reaction to some moves he just got. Like, it's like so much. Like a 45-minute montage of Jeff Jarrett angrily walking because he's pissed off about something that was just announced. Good Lord, he's got a lot of product in his hair. Mm-hmm. Good God.
He looks like he's about to go cut old lady's hair at a bar somewhere, like a salon. Like, hey ladies, how you doing today? What do you want done with your hair?
You give me the regular, Jeff.
Yes, ma'am. You sit right here in my chair and I'll get right on it.
I'll get that perm ready for you.
Is he a hairdresser or the Tiger King?
Both.
He kind of looks like the Tiger King.
That was the accent Logan was giving him.
I was just trying to make him sound like a very feminine hairdresser fella.
Tiger King's so much more charismatic than Jeff Jarrett.
Very true. Very true. Lex Luger looks like he's about to go take kids camping in a...
They're going to need a fucking box car to get that shirt off of Bagwell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't kick Lex. He's broken.
you notice it took like 3 kicks to just get him out of the ring.
Mm-hmm. Bagwell looks absurd.
God, Jarrett has been kicking ass tonight.
Jarrett is Jarrett for MVP. His Taylor, on the other hand, not so much.
Samoa Joe comes to protect the honor of his good pals Lex Luger and Buff Bagwell. Close personal friends.
Oh, oh shit. That's... The new app does not go straight to the next
episode. Oh, it does not.
So how disappointing.
God damn it. Okay. All right.
So we'll get October 5th.
Let us sync up.
I need to speak to your manager, app developers.
We will get the October 5th pulled up.
Alright. I'm ready.
Good? I'm also ready.
Alright, we will
do another 3-2-1.
We will hit play in 3-2-1. Today wrestling.
Hope everyone listening was impressed by the improvisation. We just put the pull off, keep this train going. Ooh, the 7 method.
Yep. They seem to be the band of TNA during this time. They seem to have a lot of theme songs for us.
Are they the ones that do Kurt's?
I don't know. Maybe. Jake, you really should listen to Kurt's theme when we get off of this call.
That's great. Very good.
I'll cue it up right now.
You can do that.
Give you a live reaction.
Here we go. Whoever did the Kurt video did a really good job. It looks really awesome.
Yeah, I remember somewhere around the year after Kurt Angle debuted, or 2 years after that, His theme song was the theme song on my iPod I would listen to before basketball games.
Nice. Get your hype.
Yep.
That's awesome. But the we were talking about matches that got announced for Battle for Glory. We kind of talked about it, but Six Sides of Steel, LAX, and Daniels and Styles for the NWA Tag Team titles. That was made official somewhere in those last couple of press conferences. So all of the jobbers of TNA are in Jim Cornette's office here. And he informs them that they will have a match later tonight between the five of them. It's Shark Boy, Eric Young, Elix Skipper, Norman Smiley, and David Young. And somebody will be fired tonight out of those five.
Elix is like, what have I done with my life?
Like, even Applebee's would be better than this place.
I just listened to a bit. It kind of reminds me, this is very specific, but it reminds me of the Bring the Noise from Tony Hawk. I forget which Tony Hawk, but it's like Cypress Hill and Anthrax or some shit.
I know what you're talking about.
That's what it reminds me of.
Bring the Noise!
Yeah. I think that was that was probably the first Tony Hawk Pro Skater game, or the second one.
One or two. It might be two. I played the shit out of two.
That was so good.
I played one a lot, I think. Yeah. Was that the blue one?
Yeah.
Well, on N64, the cartridge was blue is what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And two was yellow, I'm pretty sure.
There's a really funny video going around of someone doing like a parody of, it's like the Tony Hawk Underground missions, and it's like, you're doing the missions, and it's like, hey man, they just repoed my car. Could you do a sweet grind so I can get it back? Like, you know, like that's what all the missions were.
That's amazing. But James Mitchell comes into the office there at the end and offers Abyss's services to get the title back from Joe. So that is going to be Abyss's and James Mitchell's new mission is to get the belt from Shimmer with Joe. Oh, it's a bouncing Maverick Matt.
Everyone's got red shirts.
I want to know what these red shirts are. Everybody's.
I think
wearing.
They're Bound for Glory shirts because the good guy six man team from last episode was wearing them on their entrance.
I believe you're right. Sting is on the front and Jared is on the back. So
never miss a marketing opportunity.
There you go.
Cornette 101.
Mm-hmm. The Naturals are out here with Mr. Douglas and his cutoff.
Guy feeling off a wish.
Oh God.
They got their outfits from American Eagle's hate crime section.
Oh God.
He really looks like a fat bushwhacker.
And Devon and Bubba got theirs from the Bass Pro hate crime section. I would like to think that Devon just never wears a shirt and just always has the ricottas out and flexing.
The ricottas. Ricottas plural.
Devon has the ricotta. Bubba Ray looks like ricotta.
This Bubba Ray definitely uses one of those extendo arm claws to grab his beer off the table instead of leaning up from the recliner.
1,000%. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that that's true. He looks so bad.
He's like not doing himself any favor. He's like the worst outfit for somebody who's out of shape. Like, why would you wear like a saggy tank top if you're already like in bad shape?
You could the be worst look. Maverick Matt here with the thighless chaps that he's wearing.
The ripped Fandango pants.
The ripped Fandango pants. Good God.
Kazarians are not much better. They are also thighless.
Yep. I would argue Kazarians are worse, actually. His are like jeans.
Yeah.
But like with right. designs on them.
Seattle ripped, Seahawk chaps.
Ribbed jeggings.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Kazarian looks like he's like straight off of Dancing with the Stars in these pants.
He looks like he's going to be in like a really bad butt rock band.
Like a disco infused butt rock band.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, that's not a good elbow drop. Right. Oh, my God. Poor Kazarian.
What a sell. He just hit him with like the ending little chop move of the worm. Good Lord, Kazarian, what are you doing? He's selling his ass off. Now, there's some denim I like right there.
We're going to get to see every tag team in TNA in this match.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. That's a hate crime, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Ooh! Ooh, we got the other horribly dressed white men on James the... Not a lot of good outfits in this company. Very poor outfitting.
Whoever their stylist is in this time period should have been fired very quickly.
It was probably Jeff Jarrett.
Those are some pretty good jeggings. I think you need to rip up the thighs a little.
I also think you need to get flames, very green flames at the bottom of them. What a shirt for by James Storm in there.
Bubba, you know what you need? Tank top, show off the guns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. God. James Storm wearing the shirt of a redneck man at a cowboy church. With his paisley on. What the hell is Kazarian doing? He is completely out of sync in this match. He just kicked out like 5 seconds too late.
I don't think he's ever recovered from Bully Ray's stiff elbow.
Yeah. They elbowed him in the fucking collarbone. Oop.
Hot tag to Devon.
I think Kazarian didn't even tag at all.
you mean hot tag to Maverick Matt, of course. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. That slow sidewalk slam. This match is atrocious. This might be one of the worst ones we've watched in a while.
This is not good.
Either they did not talk about it backstage, or nobody is calling spots. But this is awful.
I think I always preferred the backwards 3D than the forwards one.
That was a good sell for the 3D.
Yeah, nice rock Stone Cold Stunner sell.
Mm-hmm. He was selling everything like that. He was selling
Logan,
everything.
Logan, do like you much. Like that? That Devon, he put the straps up only to immediately take them back down.
I love it.
He's back out.
I love it. Great stuff.
What is everyone wearing on these?
I don't know.
It's so weird. Like,
dressed like the dad at a T-ball game.
Right, like you're so used to seeing him in like the tightest booty shorts ever, and then he just has on like knee khakis.
nothing like the James Gang wearing capris. We'll take on all of you dumb bastards.
Yeah, we heard this in the last one, you son of a bitch, shut up.
Shut up. I bet you'll have no idea what match is going to be made between the teams that are all out here at the same time. No, it's nothing special. It's just a four-way between the four teams that are currently outside the ring. With the Naturals being number one contenders while also not getting their title shot again.
Yeah.
They have won multiple number one contenderships and still have not gotten the title
shot. You want consistency in the storytelling of TNA?
Well, they keep kind of screwing them. They keep not ending the LAX, you know, Styles rivalry, so...
Special enforcer, former Detroit Lions quarterback Joey Harrington.
Yeah. with special guest commentator John Kitna.
John Kitna.
That was the other like random quarterback
right
during that time period, right?
Oh my God, Detroit! Like from like 2000 to 2010, like before they got Stafford, was just like
a rotating wheel. Them and the Browns. I knew Rhino back in the day. He was a badass.
Rhino.
Yeah, I want to hear how Bret Hart would say Rhino.
The Rhino. Rhino.
Wonder if Rhino was actually born on 8 Mile. I highly doubt it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no.
I also love the very, very great value Lose Yourself beat that was playing in the background of that. Yeah.
Well, Abyss, we are in the ring. Let's talk to the people.
We have to get back Jeff Jarrett's title.
You can come to the ring and give us the belt, or Abyss will pry it from your cold, dead hands, Samoa Joe. Abyss, do you like my Lucifer outfit? He looks particularly devilish.
Abyss, go fight that Samoan while I do cocaine in the back.
Me and Corny are gonna snort a line. Do you wanna join? Joe's like, take the belt. I dare you.
Oh, it's just slapping the shit out of him.
Oh, and one of the stipulations of Joe getting the belt back, or Abyss getting the belt back, if he can get the belt back, he gets the first title shot after Bound for Glory. Don't take my belt. You did your job. Now give it to me. Oh, Jared, you dumb motherfucker. He got your belt for you. Uh-oh, are we getting, maybe
team
some
up of old Joe
face Abyss here?
Yeah.
No, Abyss, you idiot. You let him get away.
The whole point was to get the belt. Ooh. Ouch.
This all scoops on.
How did he do that slam?
With relative ease as well. I don't know if red is Joe's color. His butt crack sweat has showed up pretty good. His ass leaked.
Don with the Mentos commercial shirt here.
It looks like an Andes mint.
One where the guy sits on the wet bench with the wet paint.
Isn't that what those mints are called that have the stripes on them and then called an Andes mint? Or am I thinking of something else?
Andes is like the chocolate one, I think, right?
Yeah.
It's just a little green in the middle.
I thought it had, for some reason,
get them at the Olive Garden. There's the assembly line.
Yep.
Assembling a fantastic card. That'd be kind of amazing.
What a show from the Ford plant.
Yes. Assembly line brawl.
We will get the Kevin Nash X Division invitational at Bound for Glory as well.
Oh, thank God.
From New Detroit Stamping or wherever Eminem works in 8 Mile.
Oh, God.
He bangs Brittany Murphy at work.
We're going to knock you gringos into next week. Knees weak, arms heavy.
Mom's spaghetti.
Barbaric.
It's the six sides of steel.
Love that they have a bunch of adjectives and then just six.
Look at the adjective six. We're not here to six. Yeah, so apparently AJ won some kind of tournament in Mexico before this, and LAX greeted him after he won. They've been mentioning that throughout the night. But now we finally get to see what happened. They beat him up like a bunch of bastards. We might have
every luchador in Mexico taking his ass. I feel like this is a hate crime.
Yeah, usually it doesn't work that way, but yes, it is. We might have a very prominent jobber in this next match, so keep an eye out and let me know if you know who it is.
Moody Jack?
No, not Moody Jack. Ooh, they have a fence gate now.
Oh.
At their entrance. We're sneaking across the border. We're jumping the fence. It's amazing. All you got to do is take Conan out of the ring, and he is Oh my God.
Oh, poor Seth.
Yep. Our jobber in the black is the one and only Seth Rollins.
Oh. Tyler Black at this
AKA
point.
AKA Tyler Black, yeah.
Andrew W.K.
Oh, God. The other guy's name is Jeff Watson.
He kind of looks like Canyon, honestly.
Poor Seth. He got jobbed out.
Mm-hmm. He didn't get border tossed like the poor other bastard, though.
Yeah, true.
Yep. Seth Rollins loses in 37 seconds to Homicide and Hernandez. Mm-hmm. Oh, how the tables have turned.
Seth never has a TNA run, does he?
No.
Not that I remember.
No, he was always ROH.
One and only?
I don't know if he didn't. I mean, he might come and do like another battle royal or like a jobber thing like this, but no, he's never permanent. He was always Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Before NXT.
The Latino Nation.
But he's like 4 years away from being champ in ROH. I think he wins the ROH title in like 2010. We're gonna make the Latino Nation proud.
Doesn't he win it from either Brian Danielson or Chris Hero?
I can't remember. It wasn't Hero. I don't think Hero ever won the big belt. He was always a tag guy. Let's see who he wins it from. He won it from Austin Aries.
Oh.
Yeah, February.
That jackass.
February of 2010. And then Roddy beats him for it.
That's right. Okay.
The fact that they have their own entrance makes them so much cooler than 90% of the roster.
Yeah, for real.
I love that the Christie's little thing is fired. Imagine having to settle for Buff Bagwell being the hype man for Sting.
Mm-hmm.
You literally couldn't get anyone else.
I fully believe that Sting and Lex are friends. I cannot believe that Sting and Buff Bagwell are friends.
Yeah, I don't know. Sting and Luger are definitely friends. They've been friends for forever.
I love Eric Young so much. Don't fire Eric. Don't fire Eric. All right, who does everybody want to get fired? We should all have the same answer here.
The fat white guy.
I hope they all team up on him.
No, David Young is the person I would miss the least, I'll put it that way.
Yes, for sure.
Even though Elix at this point is kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Smiley better win at all costs. Him and Sharkboy, of course. They should just all pin both diamonds in the rough. Like, this should be the finish. Oh my god.
No warning.
I feel like Toupee gets more absurd by the way.
Oh, for sure.
It's so static. Like, it doesn't move. There's a lot happening in this match.
Oh my god, Norman.
His stare looks better than the wig.
I know.
What is this strut thing?
He's just being Eric.
I like that he did like the RVD throw on the guy the chair spot, except it was a toupee.
Larry had to run and get himself a towel.
Right.
Oh, the wheelbarrow neckbreaker? No.
Oh, no. Sharkboy loses, I quit. Dead seat.
Oh.
No.
Oh, sweet lord.
Oh. It's a...
Oh no.
Get her with a 3-wood.
Larry out of nowhere with the golf club.
What a bastard. Oh, here comes the wiggle.
What an incredible match. What a roller coaster.
The Norman Smiley wiggle should be in Fortnite.
Oh, it absolutely should.
Poor Eric Young.
Eric will be fired.
He'll never be in TNA again.
Yeah, totally. Oh my gosh, an ejected fan. He cannot believe it. Super Eric is out. What a dejected child he is.
Sting is now at the Lincoln Monument.
I was at the Lincoln Monument.
I know.
The Pantheon, Parthenon, whatever it is.
I know it wasn't the Lincoln Monument, Lewis. I was just making a joke. And no, he's in an abandoned warehouse. Now he's performing.
I don't know why he was at the Parthenon, but.
Now he's performing a voodoo ritual to put a spell on Jeff Jarrett so he can win the NWA World title. The tag team of who can put more product in their hair.
The tag team of who's more like the rainbow fish.
Shockingly, for once, I think it's not Christian. He does have the scales, but he didn't have the bright and shiny that... My wife has the volume on the TV in the living room so loud right now. It's an amazing accomplishment. My child is not screaming. They really...
I love Christian's facial expressions right now. Like, man, when's it my turn to talk?
He should tickle JB's ass to just fuck with him right now.
Oh, there he is.
Stick a thumb up there.
Yeah. He just found a microphone. Thanking, he's telling Double J that he better thank him for them being primetime.
Primetime,
baby.
The sleeves of Christian's jacket look like a Chinese finger trap.
They do. They look like a lot of things. They also look like a very fancy, like, vest of armor that a royal would have or something. Like fancier chainmail or something.
Or a court gesture.
Yeah, or just a random jackass, of course. So, because AJ got taken out, we're getting the team of Daniels and Ron Killings taking on Jeff Jarrett and Christian. Yeah. Since AJ is incapacitated. Since he got mauled by all of Mexico, apparently. I don't know what tournament that was that AJ apparently had won, but
probably some CMLL thing.
Some Lucha Libre thing.
Here comes newest member of the Judgment Day.
Yes, Cross, that's true. Truth Killings. People over there, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
I honestly, I want the current thing with them to end with R-Truth somehow winning the Money in the Bank briefcase from Damian Priest. Even if it's just for a night, he deserves to have the world title.
That would be amazing.
If they don't want Priest to win the world title right now, that would be something they would do. Have R-Truth win it somehow, and then do like one of the R-Truth things where he cashes in, but then loses on accident.
I guess he can hold it after Mania. I was trying to think. The closer and closer it gets to Mania, he's either going to cash in and fail, or he's going to hold it till after Mania.
Which I hate. I hate when they have people cash in and lose.
Yeah.
Who has been the last male to cash in and actually hold the title for a while?
That would require me to remember who's won it before Priest recently.
Big E lost it pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he held it for a bit. I wouldn't say he lost it super duper quick, but the answer's probably him. Because Theory didn't even win the title, and he cashed in on the U.S. title.
Right, right.
I put list of money and it switched it to Monet, so
Mercedes Monet who wanted more money than Charlotte Flair, apparently. That came out this week.
She's a great wrestler and all, but
she is not Charlotte Flair money.
She does not. She needs to. I mean, she can believe she's worth whatever she wants to believe she's worth, but she ain't getting that. Okay, so you said guy specifically.
Yeah, because girls win it all the time and hold it for a while.
Yeah.
Like Io's still holding it, so.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Big E.
Bianca held it for a while.
Yeah. Big E only had the contract for 57 days, and I think he held it on
Lashley. Yeah.
Otis had it before that. He never even cashed Otis in. Miz did win the title from Drew, but he only held it for like 3 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
God, I forgot Brock won Money in the Bank at one point. Jesus Christ. He didn't hold it for very long, though. Strowman didn't win the title.
Right.
Corbin didn't win the title.
Right. Yeah. More people in the last decade have lost their cash in than won.
Yeah. Ambrose.
So it defeats the purpose of having Money in the Bank if you're going to do that, Crab.
Sheamus is probably the answer you're looking for. I mean, even though he didn't hold it for very long either. Mm-hmm. Might have been Seth, honestly.
Yeah. But at this point, just get rid of the pay-per-view if you're not going to use it for what it's intended to be used for, making a new top star.
Yeah. Definitely strange. Oh, wow, that was a cool little double team.
It actually makes sense to let them successfully cash in now that you have two world titles again.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that was the excuse lately of not doing it, is you didn't want these guys to be your top guy.
Yeah. And nobody was going to beat Roman.
Yeah.
Theory was never going to beat... Oh, my goodness. Sean would keel over in his chair right now if he was here. I'm pretty sure he was very pissed at the pay-per-view when him and when Ron Killings and BG did that.
Three live crew days.
Good old reunion in the triple chance battle royal. Christian's got his Cleveland Cavalier the 07 Cleveland Cavaliers. Taking it back to that conversation we had months ago.
Oh, that couldn't have been a fun landing.
That definitely hurt his arse.
It's all about the Detroit Lions on this episode.
Jared's tights are very Detroit Lion. Could use a little silver, but... of course, the modern Detroit Lions are actually pretty good this year. So, oh, Christian broke out the Carlton.
Jesus Christ.
The quarterbacks for the 2008 Detroit Lions that went 0-16. 2008 Dante Culpepper, oh, Drew Henson, Dan Orlovsky, and Drew Stanton.
Good Lord. Was that the year that Orlovsky stepped out of the, or ran out of the back of the end zone?
Probably.
Orlovsky. He's such a douche. I just look at him on ESPN when he's on there sometimes, and I'm like, God, he looks so unlikable. Christian is gassed after his, like, 1 minute in the ring. He was just in awe of Jeff Jarrett's strut that he just did. What an array of guys in this match.
Yeah, really?
This is the, like, ultimate Battle Bowl tag team match here. Christian and Jeff Jarrett versus R-Truth and Christopher Daniels.
It feels like... yeah, there you go. Right on cue.
That did not seem fun. It also looked like Jarrett could have snapped his leg if he had landed a little bit more wrong there.
I feel like Truth Daniels would be the most interesting matchup, but on the same team, so.
Oh, yeah. Ooh! Man.
I alone get the heart attack. I alone. He looks like the singer of Live, you see.
I gotcha. There you go. He also kind of looks like the lead singer of Disturbed to me as well.
He's a little too tall. He's like a...
Well, no, yeah, yeah. I just meant facially.
Lead singer deserves more of a David Young.
Yeah. More good point. Good point. Ah, he hit him with the sock. The whatever else is in there.
The slapjack.
Yeah. What are we supposed to believe is in that?
I think we've had this conversation. I think one time he said it was solidified ejaculate was in there.
Oh, okay.
Normally, it's like either coins or like screws, bolts. Gotcha.
Like the Carson City Silver Dollar match in WCW that one time.
Right. Two incredibly large men with a pole that was far too high for them to get to.
So they had to get Jimmy Hart to climb it.
Oh, right. Throw Jimmy up there.
It was freaking Earthquake and fucking Big Boss Man, and neither.
I feel like Joe has run in like 400 times in these two shows. Like he's constantly running in.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
Oof!
What velocity?
Uh oh!
Oh no!
Now Christian's gonna steal the belt.
The Cavalier.
The Cavalier. The charismatic Cavalier.
Rhino and Jean.
Oh! He threw the bell back at Joe.
Rhino and jeans look so fucking weird.
How did he find jeans that fit him?
He wears like a 58-26.
I can't even find jeans that fit me, and he is twice my size.
Oh, my God. He looks so weird in jeans.
Joe keeps the belt.
Oh, my God, it's Bobby Roode.
Let me just cut to Bobby Roode. That's true. He's getting wined and dined by the elite managers.
By Kings and Queens.
I love that this has been like a 2 or 3 month like worth of a storyline. Good lord. All right, well, that will wrap us up for tonight. We will do some quick awards real quick. Jake, who would be your MVP tonight?
I think I'm going to go with LAX. They felt like they felt super legit on these.
Gotcha. Lewis, who would you go with?
Even though he doesn't get his belt back, I feel like Jeff Jarrett was kicking a lot of ass in the past two episodes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably one of the times we could probably give it to him for sure, but... yeah, I'll probably go with Double J for once on this one. So, but LAX is a good pick as well for sure. Lewis, who would be your LVP for the night?
I guess we got to give it to Eric since he's quote unquote being fired.
Mm-hmm. And you could also give it to the wardrobe department for TNA. Yeah. Jake, who would you give it to?
I'm gonna go with Bubba Ray because that one match was awful and he looked like trash.
Yeah, I might have both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might have to give it to Kazarian in that one because he was overselling like hell and he did not look particularly good in his little spots in that match. When he's the worst part of his team, you know it's a bad night. Yeah. But match of the night, Jake, what would you go with on that one?
Oh, man. I'm trying to remember. Nothing really stood out too much on these.
The highlights from the Ultimate X match?
Right. I might go with the jobber employment on the line match. With Larry with the golf club. I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Lewis, what would be your match of the night?
Oh, that is tough because there really weren't any good ones. Maybe the six-man tag. Since Saban and Senshi had a little action in there.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'd probably give it, that last match was pretty good. I don't know if we really, we kind of talked about other stuff throughout it, but that last match was pretty good. Moment of the night, I'd probably just give that to the whole LAX squash. They really chucked poor Tyler Black and old Jeff Watson around. So just them completely destroying those two.
No love for the Lex Luger sit down and ring interview.
Sorry. I just can't give it to
Lexa Buff, no love.
Lewis, what would be your moment of the night on these?
Probably that same thing. We'll probably have a new ranking system for. The border tosses from Hernandez now that the pounce is gone.
Yeah, that is true. I guess we probably should start introducing that. But Jake, what would be your moment of the night?
Yeah, probably just LAX squash and fools.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we will move to plugs from here. So, Jake, what you got?
Yep, Roots to the Aggressive podcast over the North South, covering moving towards Vengeance 2003. I don't remember much about that show, but that's what we're moving towards.
That is true. Having a ton of fun talking about all that kind of stuff in that time period. Kane unmasking and all that good stuff. So, but yeah, looking forward to talking about Vengeance when we get to it. But Lewis, where can people follow you at?
They can follow me at Lewis Maynard on Twitter, at Lewis _Maynard on Instagram.
All right. Just a couple more things I can plug. YouTube Roulette. We just did our Christmas episode. We watched 605, The Reunion, which was a hell of a fun time talking about that. Definitely check that out. We talked about all the absurdity that went on in that show. Talking Docs with Jenny and Roger. We talked about documentaries. We should have another one of those coming up pretty soon. And then Linking Up Lucha, just going through Lucha Underground. We're a little over halfway through season one, so just chugging along in that, having a ton of fun talking about that stuff. But thank you for joining us as always, and we will see you next time. And Merry Christmas. Try to make the midnight show.
Tennessee.